The national anthem is a tradition in the United States to start any sporting event. The time means something different for each and every person inside the stadium. For one member of the Minnesota Vikings, standing and honoring our country takes on a much bigger significance. It was the early 1960s, and America was sending more and more troops to help fight in Vietnam. As the conflict continued, so too did the involvement for the United States. By the late 1960s, our country's role was reaching an all-time high, with over 500,000 Americans heading overseas and being called into duty.
We were all young. We really had no experience. I wasn't a hunter. I'm not a big gun guy. So the preparation, the training with the military, with basic training and then advanced infantry training at Fort Polk, Louisiana, and then I went to Fort Benning, Georgia for some leadership training. So I felt I was prepared about as well as I could without ever having been in combat before.
Included in that group of Americans headed over to fight for our country was a young man from White Bear Lake. Kim Clawitter was drafted into the U.S. Army in 1968. And served as a platoon sergeant in Vietnam. He went overseas and onto the front lines in the Vietnam War. He had plenty of hard and stressful days as he found himself in some of the most dangerous situations.
Well, I was in Cu Chi, which is northwest of Saigon, between Saigon and Cambodia. The area is known for tunnels, which the Vietnamese had dug miles and miles and miles of tunnels in preparation for wartime. So we had a lot of issues with people popping out of trap holes and ambushing us, so we had to be extra careful. We also did quite a bit of activity in the Michelin rubber plantation. Michelin Tires, it's a French-owned company, French Indochina. That's how Michelin rubber plantation got to be in Vietnam.
Much has changed since those days on the front lines. Plowwitter is now in his 10th season as the Minnesota Vikings Director of Security. He brings a wealth of experience to the Vikings organization in both the military and law enforcement. During his time in Vietnam, he went on to earn the Bronze Star for heroism and the Purple Heart. In total, he served 14 years in the military between active duty, National Guard, and Army Reserve. A 24-year veteran of the Minnesota State Patrol, Clawitter retired as a lieutenant and now plays a key role in the security of the Vikings organization.
Probably the number one thing I do in terms of time is I do background checks on every single employee that we hire, every cheerleader, every turf person, every cook, every coach, every player, every employee that comes to the Minnesota Vikings. I am responsible for the security of our players, owners, coaches, staff, and our facility. For a game, I have 65,000 guests in my house. So I'm responsible for the security in the stadium as well. And then when we travel, again, making sure the buses are there, our police escort is there, that players, coaches, everybody gets to the game on time and gets home safely.
You see him here, he's first guy in the building every morning, he's last guy to leave. We appreciate everything he does for us. We appreciate the things he's done in the past for our country. You know, he's just a great all-around guy. You know, every morning he sees you, says, "Hey, B-Rob, you know, how you doing?" See him on the treadmill every morning, so yeah, I mean, he's just a great all-around guy.
Seeing firsthand the sacrifices needed to defend our country, Vikings Director of Security Kim Clawitter goes out of his way to thank any military members whenever he gets the chance to meet them. He is in that distinguished fraternity of the brave men and women who have put their lives on the line to make this country what it is today.
I think all veterans are serving because they feel they owe a debt to the United States. This is the greatest country in the world. We have a lot of benefits living here, whether it's in Minnesota or other parts of the United States. We get a lot of benefits from just being a citizen.